We live by the faith of the Son of God.
Faith ensures productivity. That means every time we mix faith with the Word of God, we are productive.
The Word is the gospel.
That means the gospel was designed for your faith. The gospel, the Word of God, is the raw material for faith. The factory for the fabrication of faith is your spirit. The machine, Malakaya. The equipment for fabricating the faith is meditation.
You need to raise the level of your faith so you can raise the level of your productivity.
What an amazing time of hard eyes on the prize. Eyes on the prize is off. Eyes on the prize. Very quickly, Hebrews 12, verse 1 and 2 in the Message translation. We began sharing last week something very phenomenal, something very instructive, something straight out of heaven. Amen. Straight out of the presence of God. Glory to God. And you know, sometimes the Spirit of God brings us messages to cause us to align for what He said to do. He brings us messages to help us take postures in the Spirit that will make it consistent for God to do what He wants to do. Hallelujah. Amen. Do I have to turn to read? All right. Hebrews 12, 1 to 2. Message translation. Can we go together? Want to go? He said, do you see what this means? All these pioneers who blessed you. I can't hear you. Veterans, cherries. It means we better get on with it. Strip down. Start running. And never quit. No extra spiritual fat. No parasitic sins. Hallelujah. Verse 2. Keep your eyes on Jesus, who both began and finished this race we are in. Study how He did it, because He never lost sight of where He was headed. That exhilarating finish in and with God ahead. He could put up. In a place of honor. Can you give a shout? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. What an amazing portion of scriptures. Eyes on the prize. You see, the main difference between those who do big things with God and those who don't, between those who fulfill their destinies in grand style and those who don't, is in their way of thinking. I need to follow me tonight. It's in their way of thinking. There's a way of thinking that produces an approach to life. There's a way of thinking that produces certain actions in life. There's a way of thinking, you see, every man lives out his predominant thoughts. Every man lives out his paradigm. Every man lives out the way he thinks. And this is why every time God wants to transform a person in a significant way, that's a believer, now, apart from getting born again, which is the beginning of our transformation, really. But see, when God wants to transform a person experientially on the earth, there's something He's after. He supplies His ideas. He supplies His thoughts. He supplies His way of thinking. He supplies His concepts, His precepts, His paradigm to that person over time in order to create, permit me to use this term, neural pathways in the person's mind. In order to create a fixed mental attitude in a person's subconscious. Now, this thing becomes the program that runs you every day. Are we together? This means when you hear us talk about, okay, a man's life will go in the direction of his thinking. We're not talking about the momentary thinking. You just thought of, I want to eat rice and chicken. This and no, that's not what we're talking about. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about that subconscious way of thinking. Thank you, Holy Spirit. That subliminal, that program that runs in your subconscious mind. that moves you and drives you unconsciously to approach life in a certain way. This is what the ministry of the world and the ministry of the spirit does primarily in your life. Because listen, it is impossible to enter into the fullness of God's plans and purpose of your life until your paradigm is changed, until your way of thinking is changed, until those neural pathways are created, until your subconscious is dominated by the logic of God. It's impossible. Are you still here tonight? There's a way you approach life when you know God. There's a way you approach life when you have mingled with the logic of God. There's an approach you have. And this is what we're talking about. Glory to God. Last week we began to talk about eyes on the prize. And we said very, very striking and important stuff. And I want us to review them before we move on tonight. You know, part of the cardinal things I said was this, that anyone who is ready to do business with God must have the big picture approach to life. How many of you remember that? I say that again. Anyone who is ready to do business with God, to do big things with God, any man, any woman who is ready for that, must have a big picture approach to life. That means to you, life is no longer just here and now. Glory to God. Who remembers that? I need you to respond. Do you remember that? To you, life is no longer here and now. There's a big picture approach to life. And we looked at the lives of our patriarchs. You see, these were not men who lived for here and now. We checked out Abraham. We looked at Moses. I think those are the two persons we discussed last week. They were not men who just lived for here and now. They had the big picture to life. They lived thousands of years ago. Abraham lived almost 6,000 years ago, if I'm right. At least more than 4,000. Yeah, almost 6,000 years ago. Glory to God. Moses lived more than 5,000 years ago. But we still talk about them. In fact, people are still named after them. Meaning there's no future for a person who lives for just here and now. The separation of men in their generation in time and eternity is their perspective. What I'm talking about is this big picture approach to life. It separates men in their generation. It separates men in time and eternity. I believe I said this last week that to live just for time is to step out of wisdom into foolishness. How many of you remember that? To live just for time, to live without the consciousness of the ages to come, is to be foolish. That is one definition of foolishness. Our patriarchs didn't live like that. We read about Abraham. And by the way, Isaiah in Isaiah 51 tells us, he said, look unto Abraham your father and to Sarah that bore you. Look unto Abraham your father. For when I called him, he was alone. I blessed him and he became a multitude. Oh, glory to God. Well, we just read in Hebrews 12, you saw it. He said, study how Jesus did it. He didn't live for the here and now. Verse 2, just put it up. Let me read something for you. He didn't live for just here and now. He said, study how Jesus, verse 2. He said, keep your eyes on Jesus, who both began and finished his race that we are in. Study how he did it. He didn't live for here and now. You know, can you imagine being the creator of the whole world and then standing before the one you created? He's slapping you, spitting on you. Asking you silly questions. Very silly questions. You know, Pilate says, are you the king of the Jews? You know what he told him? He says, my kingdom is not of this world. I love that answer. That means there's actually a kingdom. I'm a king, but it's not the perspective you're looking at. You know, that's what he was saying. He said, are you the king? He said, my kingdom is not of this world. There's a kingdom, but it's not what you're talking about. He told Peter, he says, I can call how many legions now? And they will respond immediately. But you see, I told you last week, to God, Your destiny is more important than your feelings. Oh, I thought I had people here tonight. To God, your making is more important than the temporary inconveniences. If you don't see life like that, you can't go nowhere. You know, there are people all over the world that are just feeling oriented. And in fact, the manipulators of this world, that's where they are going to. You know what they are trying to do? They are trying to make an entire generation dependent on feelings. That's what they are about. When we talk about the manipulators of the world, people who are ready to run their agenda all over the world, what they are after, especially our generation, what they want to do is to make us hypersensitive and to make us feelings and emotion dependent. That means even if this is truth, once they can stir your feeling in a particular direction, you begin to question the reality of the truth that you know. The things that you should be objective about, once they sell their feelings to you, you are no longer just like some people who are blinded just by color. The moment they wave the color card in their face, no more objectivity, no more stand for truth. Truth is out the window. Objectivity is out the window because race is mentioned. Because racism is mentioned, they can't see anymore. God's agenda. In fact, for some people, they can't see the big picture anymore. The moment they play that, they just wave that race thing on their eyes. The color of their skin and so many other things. They can no longer see the picture. Glory to God. But you see, to God, your salvation was more important than Christ's sufferings on the cross. And to you, the impact on your generation, walking and living on that prophetic path, should be more important to you than the temporary conveniences, comforts, or the temporary inconveniences and discomforts. It should be. It should be. Glory to God. Bible says Abraham was looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. He was looking for a city that had foundation. That wasn't a man who was just concerned about here and now. There was a big picture perspective. There was the prize, and his eyes was on the prize. He looked for a city that had foundation, whose builder and maker is God. And that city is still here. Oh, glory to God. I said, that city is still here. Where is Babylon? Which were the cities in those days? Sodom. Where's Sodom? Where's Gomorrah? You know, those were the epicenters of civilization in those days. They were the centers of human enlightenment. But they had no foundation. Those who were wise were looking for things that had foundation. In the same way, the selection is ongoing right now. The foolish are holding on to things that are here now. The wise are looking for things that have foundation, whose builder and maker is God. There are things that are empty. I'm aware there are people that just go into private jet to take pictures so that they can post on their Instagram page to show that they just flew a private jet with someone, one of their friends who is a... just to increase their social GP. Look for a city that has foundation, whose builder and maker is God. Are you here? There are people who are getting depressed because of the number of likes or love they have on Facebook and Instagram. Are you kidding me? Lerus kabane la sushte pariata. Please interpret this tongue. Who did this to you? Thank you. Who did this to you? There are people, listen, there are people who have become ungrateful because of the picture that somebody posted on social media. They have suddenly become ungrateful for the things that happen in their own lives. Lerus kaba. Who did this to you? Can I shock you? A lot of people who live on social media are depressed. I'm not quoting from my head. You can check out the statistics. So suddenly you saw that hair. You say, Kai, this is Brazilian hair. She was in my class. Oh, my God, see how some people are potted. Now your next, when you now go to the place of prayer, is now complaint commission. You've forgotten everything that the Lord has done for you. You've forgotten how precious your salvation is. You've forgotten how precious the family, the friends, the pastor, the church, the job that God gave to you is. Suddenly, while your eyes suddenly are on the here and now. And there's no wisdom in comparison. The Bible says so. Oh, glory to God forevermore. You see, when your soul is anchored to truth, Lisupakaya. When your soul is anchored to truth, there are things that don't move you. Oh, I read it for you last week. You see, when there was contention between the employees of Lot and the employees of Abraham, and he said, we are brethren, we shouldn't fight. And he told him, look, just choose anywhere. You know, Lord, instead of walking in wisdom to say, ah, sir, you are my boss, sir. You know, Abraham was his pastor. Are you aware? Abraham was his father in the Lord. Are you aware? Abraham was the reason why he was prosperous. Are you aware? The Bible says he left and Lot also went with him. And because he went with Abraham, he said, Lot also had. And he listed the things he had in Genesis 13. But he suddenly forgot. He suddenly forgot why he was living for here and now. The Bible says he looked to the valley, towards Zoar, towards Sodom. In the plains of Zoar, he saw that it was green. How did he look? With his eyes. Legos Kaba, with his eyes. With his eyes. And then he chose. The same night God appeared to the other man. He said, now, you look to the north, to the south, to the east, and to the west. He expounded the boundaries of his vision. And guess what? He did not look with his eyes. He looked to the eyes of the Spirit. And he saw the entire world, including where Lord chose. When carnal men took things from you, you owned it. Do you understand? The things you have is plus what they own. Fast forward, Lot ended in a cave with two daughters and committed all manner of things. Amen. He actually got raped by his daughters. That's the truth. What an end. What an end. Abraham is still here. I told you, three major religions on earth claim Abraham is their father. What a blessed man. He's still here. Shouted, I don't live for here and now. My eyes on the prize. My eyes on the prize. Hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. Let me just jump some things. Kalabrundo sushta prunda kiparato salida kepa. We read about Moses last week, right? We read about Moses. Moses. Inspiring. In Hebrews 11. Hebrews 11, that should be 24 to 27. Inspiring. Let's just go through. 24, 27. Let's just go through. While looking at our patriarchs, they didn't live for here and now. Their eyes were on the prize. Their focus was the big picture. You know, there are people who relocate to a city because they think there's money there. You know, when people live like that, they don't have a walk with God. There are people who are pressing to go to Europe because they think there's a problem in Nigeria. I'm the one to, but there's this country, we are tired. Let's go to Europe. Let's go to America. that's not the approach. Oh, that is not the right perspective at all. Like Archbishop Bezin Dawsa will say, a lizard in Nigeria will not be an alligator in America. When you go there, if you're a slave in your mind, you remain a slave there. Upgraded slave, amen. No, packaged slave is not upgraded. No, there's no upgrade. Packaged. You just change the packets. You just change the packets and the location. That's all. Are you here? No, read about Joseph in the Bible. Everything was against him. You have citizenship. He entered Egypt as a slave. You know how slaves were treated in those days. So please, disclaimer, slave is no houseboy. You know, in 21st century, when you say Joseph was a slave, somebody is thinking about their houseboy or their housegirl. Your houseboy has the right, has the fundamental human right in the country. Are you aware? Your housegirl has a fundamental human right in the country. Are you aware? Newsflash, a slave has no right. A slave is a property. You price a slave. In those days, you price a slave like you price a goat in the market. Ah, okay, how much is this? You say, okay, now 40 shekels of silver. He said, no, now I'll give you 20 shekels. They are, okay, 20 shekels. See, now, see, Mozu, this one can walk. See, Mozu, his condition, though, that made this. See, this boy can walk. Okay, I'll give you 25 shekels of silver. They price human, and sometimes they were naked. Then he was an ex-convict and then a foreigner. He rose to become a leader over the people, to teach his senators wisdom. God made him a father unto Pharaoh. And you think you can't thrive in this country? You don't know the Bible. You are not reading the Bible at all. It's not the Bible. Are you kidding me? Go check out our patriarchs. Listen, when the blessing is upon you, you thrive under any and every economic climate. Under any and every economic climate. You live faster than inflation. You grow faster than inflation. Do you understand? You know, I was making confession. I say in the name of Jesus, I'm 1,000 times faster than inflation. 1,000 times. As they are saying, if they say the price of rice doubled, my income multiplied 1,000 times. There's no problem with the currency. Just have enough. Think like a covenant person. Never let the calculations and the indices of men cage your mind. Never let it. Don't let the indices, the reports, you know, the calculations and the analysis cage your mind. They say now the value of Naira has dropped. It's so to so dollars. This has happened. The inflation at this rate. There's depression. There's this. Never let it cage your mind. You have no business with those things. If you are born again, you are connected to the supply of Zion. The pipes that bring your supply is straight from heaven. Oh, I thought I'm talking to someone tonight. The pipes for your supply comes directly from heaven. Directly. And you tell yourself every day, my pipes come from heaven. When you watch on news, see on social media, and they are talking about the economic chaos, you say, that's of them, my pipes come from heaven. My pipes come from heaven. I'm always in jubilee. Leko si bretoba. We don't participate in inflation, in economic matter. No. Always in jubilee. Always in jubilee. That's the way I think. Always in jubilee. Listen, we are not earthlings. Don't get distracted. Are you here tonight? We are not earthlings. We are the seed of Abraham. We are children of the Most High God. We are the offspring of the monarch of the universe. The king of the universe gave birth to us. Do you understand? We don't run out of supply. In fact, in our realm, there's no supply. No, the supply is to break it. And then we live in abundance, overflow. Excess is the signature of God. Overflow is the signature of the Father. Are you here? Eyes on the prize. Eyes on the prize. Life is bigger than here and now. Glory to God. Have you put up the scriptures? He said, by faith, Moses, when he was come of age, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. Oh, God Almighty. When he was come of age. You know, there are restrictions that spiritual growth places on you. Restrictions. There are things you refuse because you are growing. If sometimes they prove that you are growing is in the things you are refusing. Oh God. I wish I had a responding church here tonight. I said sometimes the proof that you are growing is in the things you are refusing. Suddenly you become uncomfortable with the things you were comfortable with before. You're uncomfortable. You say no. No. Oh, just like the servant, the unjust steward. He said, to dig, I'm not able. To beg, I cannot. I have now resolved to engage the intangibles. You just refuse. You just refuse. Hallelujah. 24, 25. Choosing rather to suffer afflictions with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Are you seeing that? Are you seeing that? Decision. He chose to suffer afflictions. Who does that? You do that when your eye is on the prize. He said he chose to suffer afflictions with God's people rather than partake of the pleasure. And listen, sin has pleasure. You know, some religious people back on campus say that there's no pleasure in sin. Nalayo. Nalai. That's why, you see, they presented the gospel in a way that made people fly away from God. Listen, say it the way the Bible said it. You don't, I told you the story of Adam and Eve. How that, I gave you lessons from Adam and Eve. How that Adam as a leader, I think I was talking about leadership. But as a leader, don't just say the way it is. Don't add what God did not say. God did not tell Adam not to touch the fruit. He said, don't eat it. You can tend it, but don't eat it. How are you going to tend it without touching it? You know what Adam told him? He said, you should not touch it. And Satan used it as a window to come in. He said, God said we should not. He said, I touch it and see. Touch it, not here. Now you can eat. I don't know how many of you got that. In the same way, raising children, don't add your own. Tell them the way the word says it. And tell your girl child, if a man touches you, you are pregnant. Some of you were told those lies. Say, if you hug a man closely, you are gone. Sure, you want to be a lawyer. I say, no more law for you. You say, mommy, seriously. Glory to God. I said, there's no pleasure in sin. And they proved it. You were so pleasurable. They said, Kai, this brother's lied to us. You can see. Go to verse 25 now. You see, there's pleasure in sin, but it's here and now. It's temporary and it is destructive. What is the outcome? What is the consequence? Death. He said, when sin has conceived, the child he gives birth to, the name is called death. The name is called corruption. Do you understand? Decay, decadence, sorrow, pain. Choosing rather to suffer afflictions with the people of God than to enjoy, if I added enjoyment, enjoy the pleasures of sin, but look at it, for a season. For a season. Praise God. Are you blessed tonight? Eyes on the prize. Glory to God. Matthew 6:33. Hey. All right, we said, what is the big picture? We said the prize is the big picture. And we went to Matthew 6:33 to define the big picture. You remember that, right? was that it means the kingdom of God within you. All right, you put it up. He said, but seek ye first. Proton. Seek ye first. The kingdom of God. The Greek word first there is proton. It means the first in time and place. I'm going to get there very soon. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God. The protocol of the kingdom. And his righteousness and all these things shall be added unto you. That is very remarkable. All these things shall be added. All these things shall be added. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added. He shows you how to have the other things that men are running after added. He says you should seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. So I told you that the price, the big picture, is the kingdom of God within you. First is the kingdom within you, meaning the prophetic path and destiny that was preloaded into your spirit before you were born. How many of you remember that? Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5. He says, before you were formed, I knew you. Amazing. How can God know you before you were conceived in your mother's womb? That means you are not just your body. You pre-existed your body. And that entity that pre-existed the body has a destiny preloaded before the body was formed. Are we together? And you see, that is the kingdom of God within you. First layer of discussion. That is the kingdom of God within you. That is the kingdom of God within you. God knows that that prophetic path will bring him glory if you live it out. That prophetic path will bring blessing to humanity. It will bless the nations of the earth, the families of the earth. It will bless your world. It will bless your generation. Are we together? I will say that your fulfillment is connected to living out this big picture. To living out this prophetic path preloaded into your spirit before you were born. Your fulfillment is connected to it. Your satisfaction is connected to it. Money does not bring satisfaction. At least not lasting satisfaction. It's transient. Nothing else will do. But bring another kingdom within you. Glory to God. And listen, everything you need, your money, listen, your money, your prosperity is inside that kingdom within you. It's inside. That's the big picture. That's the big picture. Second layer of the big picture, I would say, is notable participation in the advancement of God's kingdom on the earth. I would say that simply means establishing. You know, when you say kingdom advancement, many things. Why we have to define it? The reason we have to define when we use the expression is because of what goes on in people's minds. You know, some people think the kingdom message means now all the politicians are righteous, all the entertainers are righteous, there's now development, and all the youth who are unemployed in Nigeria are now employed. I say the kingdom has advanced in Nigeria, the church has taken over. Amen. And then there is Western civilization in Nigeria and Africa. Skyscrapers, social security plans. Okay. No. Listen, the assignment of the church is not social works. Are we together? Social impact is a byproduct of the mission of the church on the earth. And that's, you know, there are people who have become social work activists in the name of kingdom advancement. No. Our primary job in the territory is not to build hospitals. Oh, did somebody hear me? You are not sounding happy. They say, why are they building big churches? They should be building factories. That's the dumbest thing that can come out of a human's mouth. That's dumb stuff. Dumb stuff. No, now wait. All right, when all the churches are building factories and build, what did they say they should build again? All the problem of Nigeria will be solved. the insanity of it. Let me warn you. The primary job of the church on the earth is not to build hospitals, is not to build roads, is not to build factories. Those are byproducts. How about you get that? Our primary job is to establish the lordship of Jesus in the hearts of men, number one, and then number two, in the systems of influence. Do you understand? Everything will come forth from there. So if your understanding of kingdom advance does not include these two things, it's something else you're talking about. I repeat, if your understanding of kingdom advancement does not cover these two things, it's something else you're talking about. Number one, we said, is establishing the lordship of Jesus in the hearts of men. God does not dwell in skyscrapers. No, God dwells in the hearts of men. The first place where the kingdom of God must have dominion and must be established is the heart of men. That's what happens when men are born again. When a person receives Jesus as their Lord and Savior by believing in your heart, in the finished works, and confessing with your mouth the lordship of Jesus, there is a recreation of their spirit. They become a habitation for God to dwell. They become a host for divinity on the earth. He doesn't live in buildings made with hands. No, he doesn't. Why do you think Satan fights for the souls of men? Because that's the most important thing in the universe. I've told you, that's the most important thing in the commodity market of the universe, is the souls of men. And any deity that can gain the allegiance of a man's soul. Listen, humans feed, mortals feed on natural things. Immortals live on intangible things. Worship. Allegiance, honor. Is somebody here? That means your greatest service to God is to bring a soul in allegiance to Him.
Yes, sir.
Your greatest service to God is to bring a system in allegiance to Him. And everything in between, you understand? That means when you use your money to promote worship, he's excited. When you use your resources, your talent, your time, your treasure to promote, oh, I love the way Romans, you know, our title did for ministries, Romans 1:5. Amen. And Isaiah 46, title did for ministry, Romans 1:5. He says, I have given you grace and apostleship to make the nations obedient to the faith for my name's sake. The Amplified puts it, he said, to promote obedience to the faith among the nations. We promote obedience to the faith. We promote obedience to the faith. We bring the souls of men. We promote the worship of our King. We promote the worship of Adonai. We promote the worship of El Elyon, El Shaddai, Jehovah, the only true God. That is primarily what kingdom advancement means. The lordship of Jesus in the hearts of men. Are we together? Very important. So, is your money establishing the lordship of Jesus in the hearts of men? Is your time establishing the lordship of Jesus? Is your talent, your giftings, establishing the lordship of Jesus in the hearts of men? When we talk about soul winning, this is what it's about. Why would Satan give, offer the whole kingdoms of this world to Jesus for momentary worship? I feel the anointing. Momentary worship. He didn't say, if you continue to worship me. No! If you will just bow momentarily and worship. Ah! That means to ayakeba los kapaya. That means to an immortal spirit. Momentary worship is worth more than the wealth in the whole world. Worth more than all of the kingdoms of the whole world. Just for momentary worship. So you can dimension the value of money from these things we are saying now. You can now see that a lot of things are overrated. Are we together? A lot of things are overrated. As a Christian, you must know the big picture. You must be conscious daily when you wake up, what is the big picture? You cannot just live for here and now. No, that is for fools. That's for fools. Why would somebody have sex with you for 100,000 naira? Or because he gave you a car? Because he, and then you bend your Christian value. You are living for here and now. Your eyes are not on the price. When your eyes are on the price, you'll be like Moses. He says he suffered the affliction with God's people instead of enjoying the temporary pleasure of sin. Eyes on the price. There's something that is bigger to you, bigger, more precious to you than the contracts. So you can let it go. Why? Because you know that you own this world. There's nothing that can keep away from you. Oh, did you hear that? You are the seed of Abraham. The contract they are refusing you, plus the one that they give to other people, plus the whole wealth in the world is yours. It's yours. So why will you dishonor God to get what is yours? Oh, somebody got that. Somebody got that. I said, oh, this job, this is what you have to do to get this job. How much is the salary? $500,000 per month. It's already yours. You know what Paul said? He said, the world is yours. All things are yours. Apollos, Paul, life, death. The whole world. He said, things present, things to come. The world is yours. So compromise really is a loss of perspective. Are you here? It's yours. All things are yours. Big picture. Are you here tonight? Are you still here? Hey. Now I'm trying to break into what I want to talk about tonight. All right, bringing out the kingdom within you. How to bring out the kingdom within you. So we have said that the big picture is the kingdom. Is that prophetic path, that thing preluded into your spirit, bringing it out. The joy of many generations is connected to it. It's connected to it. It's connected to it. You know, a dear man of God said something that blessed me. He said, he had money coming, he was comfortable. And then the Lord told him, he says, now that you are comfortable, it's now time to start what I told you to do. That means the focus is not comfort. That you have a nice church, you have some monies coming in, they invite you here and there. Ministry has not finished. What's the big picture? What's the kingdom within you? What is that thing that was preluded? So that's what it means by seeking the kingdom. Do you understand? By seeking. He says, seek ye first the kingdom. Seek ye first the kingdom. So if locking up 1 year after your NYC is what it takes to begin a good journey in this path, you will do it. You know, sometimes we have to say this so that people can understand. That he's not the here and now. You know, after my house job, I knew God was prompting my heart for us to start a ministry eventually. I did not do, you know, the natural thing people do is when they are done with house job. And for me, apologies to the doctors in the house. I mean, we are different stages, different focus. You know, as a house officer, they pay you some place 170, some place 200,000. You know, the natural thing a lot of young doctors do, if there's a gap between when they finish house job and NYC, you pick up a PP job, you know, I mean, you have like 200K coming every month, there's a space. I mean, who doesn't want to fit? Do you understand what I'm talking about? So if your NYC is 4 months from now, you go look for a private practice job where it can pay you maybe, or take a locum, where it can pay you 120,000, you know, that's smart, then you still have some money coming. He never made sense to me. No, he never. So when I was done, I was done. You know, I told myself, I said, this was too stressful for me to now go and be running somewhere in the morning. I need at least 3 months in my room. Was it because I didn't need the money? No. But there was a bigger picture. He just did it. And I said, what am I going to do looking for? To do what with it? He's in 12 months of stress. I need 3 months of lockup. And I wasn't thinking about the money. Are you here? Let me shock you. After my YSA, God did not tell me to do full-time ministry, but for 1 year, I did not look for a job. 1 year. I was living like Odogu in my room, morning to night. Shabaya. Just wake up in the morning, make fire. There's a place I was going to at night to just stay over there in the hospital. But during the day, I just stay in my... And I had the little office in the afternoon, come to the office. Until about a year, at 11 months or so. Eyes on the price. Eyes on the price. How much is 150,000 per month? Probably if I did it, you wouldn't be here. Glory to God. It's some of the blessed tonight. I told you, your vision must place a restraining order on your life. Hi, oh God, somebody did not get that. Your destiny must place a restraining order. Are you here? All right, so how do you bring that thing out? I'll talk on 3 things. Number 1, the fundamentals. Number 2, the focus. Number 3, the fruits. The fundamentals, the focus, lakapaya, and the fruits. The fundamentals, the focus, and the fruits. The fundamentals, the focus, and the fruits. I'm talking to great people tonight, amen. You know, listen, why is it that it's not everybody that is here hearing this message? You've been chosen. Kai, you cannot hear this message and remain the same. You know, that's a question you should ask yourself when you hear things like this. How comes I'm the one in a church like this tonight, listening to this kind of pastor, listening to this kind of message? Because you've been chosen of God. Oh, Jesus said, I have called and chosen you. No, it should give you a sense of uniqueness. You've been chosen. In all the time, I'm grateful to the Lord for the way I think. I say, Lord, how come you brought me in contact with great ministries, with great mentors? You opened my ears. You opened my heart to understand this message. I am grateful. How come I was the one who heard these things? Lucky Barus Kabalataya. Chosen. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. All right, the fundamentals. Are you ready? My time is up. Okay. Just give me a few minutes. We'll get to a comfortable place. I'm so. Are you blessed tonight? If we stopped here tonight, are you blessed already? The fundamentals. Listen, it is said that in every game, the masters are those who have mastered the fundamentals. You can write that down. That's something nice. In every game, football, basketball, business, the masters are those who have mastered the fundamentals. Listen, in anything in life, you have the aesthetics and you have the core, the fundamentals. That's very important. Destiny is the same. You have the aesthetics and you have the fundamentals. Fundamentals are the essential, the basics, the core, the framework, the skeletal structure, or the underlying principle or structure that determines structure and function. Let me put it that way. That means in football, footballers, you know, they are basics, they are fundamentals. Your mastery over the basics will make you a master in that game. The same thing with money and prosperity. They are fundamentals. You may be a genius with business. If you don't have a grip on the fundamentals, you're going to lose money eventually. You must have a grip on the fundamentals. So I said, destiny is the same. They are fundamentals. Bringing out that kingdom is the same. They are fundamentals. And you can't jump. You know, we had a Zoom meeting yesterday with Jerry. With Pastor Jerry. Amazing. Amazing. How many of you were there and how many of you are blessed? Thank you. We're going to have it often. Maybe two weeks. We'll just get somebody on Zoom to talk to us about money. Amen. Because next day, or should I say this now? 2021. The year of the Lord 2021. Surah Batus Kebaya. Somebody will step into places that you don't look like. Oh, I don't know what it means. I said, in 2021, some of you will step into prosperity. My context is prosperity. Not even the move of the spirit now. In prosperity, you will step into corridors of finances. You will step into all bits of prosperity. You will step, malakora buteskepa. You will step into realms of financial abundance that will put tears in your eyes. That you did not look like. In the name of the Lord Jesus, some of you in that year you have income of 10 years in 1 year. In the name of Jesus, some of you, mark my words, your tithes, you pay a tithe that is the sum total of all the monies that came to you in 2020. And guess what? 2020 is not over yet. 2020 is not over yet. Yet the Lord is saying, you will pay a tithe, laka papatela. Suradila toskapa. Hey, can I talk? You will pay. Are you receiving? You will pay a tithe that is bigger than all the monies you had in 2020. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. As I'm speaking, the angels of my anointing are carrying it to pass. The angels of my anointing are making it come to pass. As I'm speaking, those words will stick on you until they find fulfillment. I see teenagers giving in millions. Higher. I see 19, 20, 21 year olds giving their first 1 million naira seed. Giving multiple millions. You said they'll give to pastor, they'll give to glory zone. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Laki pato seledeba. In 2021, the angel called money will live in your house. Ah, the angel called money will live in your house. Lives in my house. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, speak in tongues. Lake prakepetosa. Sheledeke prakeposushoto. Lige bronde sushta. Hileko prektupa. This is the decade of dominion, though. You now saw why Satan came at the entrance of the decade. He came at the door of the decade. He knew what he's afraid of. Satan fights what he fears. This is the decade of the church. 2020 to 2030 is the decade of the church. This was why Satan came at the gate of the decade. But he has failed. He came too late. Liga bronda siste bronda kira zapana. Liga bronda kira sopa. Can we pray? Good old praying, man. Good old praying. La rasuda. Shaliga bronda sista praktola. Rakopatos. Intalabos. Shepetola ko. Rekapetosa. Lika pato kopato. Aha. Shepeto ko prakato. Rekopato. Shepetola ko prakato kapa. Rekapeto sika petola kopa. Rekapeto kopato. Rekapeto kopato kapa. Rekapeto kopato. Rekapeto kopato. Rekapali tata. Shepeto kopato.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are going to pray in the next 3 to 5. I want you to pray until you start prophesying. Amen. I want you to pray loud and fast, heart along. Shepa, Lika, super. With your eyes on the prize, on your destiny in this season, in 2021, in this decade of dominion and harvest. Zelika, I want you to pray until you start prophesying. I want you to pray until the mountains look like molehills, until the oppositions before your mind are crushed. Shapatolapa. Rico Rotokipa in the Latomba Lika Shepetola Recopate Picasola Shapato Reduca Palatos Shatata Recopatola Copa Recopato Copata Shapi Rato Lita Copatilla Shato Copanito Redolita Copati Jula de Patolato Rato Marato Shaparita Lipara Polita Shacopirato Ratilata Salata Ratapa Ratapa Shapatola Recopa
and nations, and the hearts of men are open to me in the name of Jesus. Rekobalita kapaya rozish tupali. Oh, by my God, I run to troops. By his help, I leap over walls. Shuapa likwa pakwadi likwa kwa kwa tilata shagabalato. Ragabalatosa Jacopotopa, Iacopatola, Iacopatola, speak in tongues, until it reaches your belly, speak in tongues, Jacopata, Retopalita, Ligo Bracopata, Sakepalita, Ratatatala, Rata. There are no oppositions. There are no mountains. There are no resistance. They are cleansed out of my way. Oh, for the Lord is with me.
But Jehovah is with me as a mighty terrible Shuagaba Shakuana Rekopopo Rekopatola Baya Shakopola Tosa Rekopala Tos Shakata Osobada Baya Osobada Baya Nekobarana Rabadoka Rekopato Shakopoto Lita Lita Kopratika Po Lizurati Lati Rapayash Zatetata Retatata Rekopaya Retila Rotila Rofi Babilada Repetalata Retatata Radas Ekapa 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 Leto Kopatola. My eyes are on the prize. I see the big picture. My life goes in the direction of God's perfect will. Juga Bura Likwa Pakwa Delita Redoga Borate Shalida Boratilata. Oh, I journey in the path of light. I journey in the path of life. I journey in the path of glory. Reboto. God has put his hand on my life. Shalinga Bruna. God has put his hand upon glory zone. God has put his hand on your head. Likopai in the name of Jesus. Repo. New levels of victory. New levels of the supernatural. New orbit of kingdom prosperity. New orbit of kingdom power. New dimensions of apostolic fire. New dimensions of apostolic revival. New dimensions of apostolic influence. Apostolic signs, wonders, luras, kepalita. New dimensions of apostolic dominion. We enter in the name of Jesus. Shuatila, protagiva, reporatigatas. Oh, out of all the sound of the gospel has gone to all the world. It has gone to the nations. As we speak, men respond. As we speak, their hearts are open. They respond to this light that we bring. Ayela Bataya. Thank you, Jesus. Regabeledosa. Lift your hands. Shepetola Koprenda Kapata. Sheleda Kaprakaposa. Every covenant with the grave. Every covenant with the past. Every covenant with failure. Every covenant with fear. Every covenant with stagnation. Every covenant with delay. Lisu kapalita suda. Shetoparito kapa. Rekopatoskipa. Shepo. By covenant I mean connection. Shatola kopala. In your daily life, in your experience, I stand in the name of Jesus. I stand by the power of the Spirit. Rako, I terminate those connections. I terminate those covenants. In the name of Jesus. I declare tonight you are broken out. I declare tonight you are broken forth. I declare tonight you are broken in. Into the new. In the name of Jesus. Likapatons kepredikepataya. I speak over families as we take this communion tonight. May the power of this covenant, the power of the blood of this everlasting covenant, Shepetolaka, that power that goes through time and space and matter, Rekopata, let it visit families. Let it visit families. Let it visit families. In the name of Jesus, let it rewrite stories. Let it bring a new season. Let it bring a new season. Let it bring a new season. In the name of Jesus. Tonight I come against, lift your hands. I come against every long standing. Lakobadaya. As I'm talking, let it be on your mind. So that it, because it's testimonies I'll be reading out in the next 1 week from this communion. By Sunday, Lakobaritapa. Every long standing stubborn issue in your life, in your body, in your family, Lika pa career ministry. Shetoka pruda kipata. Lika, they say it's long standing. That is what this declaration is for. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by the power of the Holy Ghost, Shetula paratosa. Rekopatonskipa. Shetoko pratokiba. Lizu radi lakwa patos. Shetola tipa. I unleash the power of the gospel. I unleash the power of the spirit. I unleash the power of heaven upon those issues. And I command immediate answers. I command immediate turnarounds. I command immediate turnarounds. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Liga brunda kepa. We're going to break the bread. Stand on your feet if you are seated. See, this, you will not keep quiet. You'll be speaking in tongues as you are eating the body of Christ and drinking his blood. You see, let me read something. Give me Psalm 16. Give me Psalm 16 verse 3. Psalm 16 verse 3. Let me show you something. Raga baratosa. Psalm 16. Verse 4. We can start from verse 3. So you give me, he said, but to the saints that are in the earth, to the excellent in whom is all my delight. Next verse, he shows us a mystery. He said, their sorrows shall be multiplied, the hasting after another God. And then, he shows us how a man can hasten after another God. Meaning he shows us how to bring a God to the scene. How do you bring a lakosa? How do you bring God to a scene? How do you bring a spirit to the scene? That's what he's talking about. He shows us two things. He said they are drink offerings of blood. That's the first thing. You want to bring a God to a scene? Sacrifice and blood. Sacrifice and blood. They are drink offering of blood. Will I not offer? Now, will I not offer is because it's the negative. But see, he's showing us there's a drink offering of blood. And then there's a taking of their names on your lips. That is how. You know, I tell you about taking communion and incantations. That's what I'm talking about. Their drink offering of blood. That's what we're doing. That means as we do this, we are hastening after El Elyon. Jehovah El Shaddai. Rabakapa. If you are trusting God for healing, this is the time. This is the time. This is how we bring God on the scene. The drink offering we offer and we drink. He said, is this not the cup of the communion that we bless? Is this not the cup of the communion of his blood? Our common union with him. That means when we drink his blood, we activate our common union with him. We break out of men's ceilings, men's cappings, men's limitations. Is our common union, and then we take his names on our lips. We take his names on our lips. How do you do that? In tongues, in worship, in making confessions. Hebrew says making confessions to his name. Oh Master, we thank you. Thank you for your body broken for us. Thank you for your blood poured out and poured forth for us. We give you praise. We give you glory. Lord, we receive this tonight in faith. We receive this tonight from our high priest. Lord, you are the one serving us your body and your blood. This is the blood, the cup of the communion that we take. This is the body, the bread, and the body of the communion of your body that we take. We unleash the power of the cross and the resurrection over every affliction, over every stranger. In our bodies, in our homes, in our finances. We command them, be gone! In the name of Jesus. Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. Yes. Yes, sorrow has passed over our house. Destruction has passed over us. In the name of Jesus. We have come into favor with God and with men. We have come into prosperity on the earth. We have come into dominion over the earth. Over the systems of the earth. Over cities and nations, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy.
It is as we have declared. In the name of Jesus, return with your testimonies. The testimonies have begun. In the name of Jesus. And I declare upon you tonight, you are strengthened. You are strengthening your body. You are strengthening your soul. You are strengthening your spirit. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Anything that has been trying to sap your strength, your joy, Hila Cobra, I declare tonight they are removed. In the name of the Lord Jesus. And I inject into you tonight strength. I inject into you tonight joy. Joy unspeakable, full of glory. In the name of Jesus. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Just, can you rejoice in 60 seconds?
We believe the word of God has begun a good work in you, making you a living, working wonder on the earth. For additional messages and information, log on to www.theembassyofheaven.org. God bless you.